Well, the word is that truckers plan to encircle the Beltway starting today, actually, and into tomorrow, and clog three lanes for 3 days to protest a number of diverse issues facing. Now they're facing numerous hurdles, the reports here in the Washington Times, to gain public support for their rally. So I want to reach out and talk with truckers Ride for the Constitution. Joining us now is Michael J.B. Schaffner. He's the creator of the American Driver website and co-organizer of Truckers Ride for the Constitution. How you doing, J.B.?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Seaborg. Thanks for inviting us on here to give us an opportunity to share with you what's going on.
Well, let me tell you what interested me about what you're doing. I'm going to get into some of the criticisms in a moment, but that people have been asking since the government shut down and since we've seen this big debate over the continuing resolution and recess, when are people going to go to D.C. and protest? When are there going to be the types of public demonstrations and outrage as to what government's doing? And I saw your group, so I wanted to ask you, why are you doing this?
Well, we're doing this first and foremost because we're Americans, and this government is abusing so many of our constitutional rights. If you actually take the original unanimous Declaration of Independence, in that document, you'll find a list that is a listing of train of abuses. You can input current events into each and every single one of those, which is far beyond what our forefathers had actually put up with when they lived with the type of tyranny that we're experiencing now.
Now, when you say this time, are you also including, because one of the things about me, I am very even-handed, I criticize the Democrats and Republicans. Do you see both parties contributing to this?
Absolutely, sir. I see this, I see the creation of the two-party system as nothing but a way to separate people, to divide and conquer us, through our using our own selves and our own social behaviors to do so. So that, you know, I mean, we're just beating ourselves up, and these people are sitting back laughing because we're falling for all this.
Well,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I interrupted you. Go ahead, sir. Please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, first and foremost, as I said before, we are all Americans. We have to set our divisions apart because these divisions are nothing compared to the rights that are being stamped on, you know, our constitutional rights that were paid for with lives and fortunes that our forefathers pledged and gave of themselves to create for us to have these rights that we live in, or that we've been living in until these times today.
Let me ask you this. Galen Monroe, who's a spokesman for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, told the Washington Times the union has no involvement in this rally. Also, the owner-operator Independent Drivers Association and their 150,000 member organization claims that they're not supporting the rally. So a lot of people would just ask, who are you? Who are you representing?
Well, I myself, my brother and I have a history in trucking and fighting for drivers' rights. We were the main organizing group in 2008 that protested the fuel that actually went a high price of fuel when we got it to bring back the, we got it to come back down because of the information that we went into Washington D.C. with and got the Energy Production Act of 2008 wrote with Senator Jeff Sessions, but it got shot down when it was circumvented onto the floor. I mean, just unbelievable things that are happening. But collectively speaking with people in this industry, I guess I'm somebody that people come to because of my strengths, and, you know, I mean, I believe everyone's got strengths and weaknesses, and the strengths that I have is to be able to convey these things that people are feeling to people like you and out into the general public, you know, to let you know that these things are real issues that when regulations are implemented that are caused, we all know that you get this. Not everybody is happy. You can't satisfy everybody and make everybody happy at the same time. There's always going to be issues. But when you've got things that are coming down that are overbearing and infringing, regulations causing you to break regulations, you know, and then you've got, you know, regulations that are just so overbearing and they're putting them in there just to justify their position of
or
being
just
there
to please a lobbyist that's representing some organization. Let me ask you this. If I went to rideforthe constitution.org, what would I find?
Well, you'd find the updates and the list of information that that we're putting out there for everybody. No, there is a YouTube video that General Lee has put out for the itinerary of the weekend. Now, just to let you know, I haven't heard anything about today being any part of what our movement and our event is about.
Okay.
From what I understand and what I've been been explained to, and what explains in the video General Lee has put out. It is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, and we're asking for participation in that. He's wanting to put start an event of three shifts of drivers, 24/7, all 3 days. But the main part is this. If you cannot participate, we absolutely would love and invite every single American to understand this. You have a way to impact this federal government, whether they're shut down or whether you're sitting at home, and that's by not purchasing anything. Make no financial transactions whatsoever, because there's a tax revenue that's generated, and the majority of us were paid once a week, once every other week, and we automatically go out and purchase our supplies for that time period. So 3 days of not purchasing anything absolutely doesn't hurt anybody. We're already supplied for that. The only thing it will affect is the financial impact on D.C., on their tax revenue that's generated. And that's what we're trying to affect. If we can get 50% of the population to go along with us, we can affect the percentage of tax revenue, which could equate to somewhere between $10 to $15 billion for the 3 days.
Well, I'm glad you put the point out. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to ask you this question. I'm glad you put the point out about trying to get the public to support you. And I was talking to the professor. I'm old enough to remember in the 1970s when gas prices started skyrocketing, how truckers around the country, they were led at that time by the Teamsters, encircled Washington, tied up all the lanes, and really earned the anger and the ire of a lot of people who were caught in those traffic jams. So I'm wondering, if you tie up traffic into the rest of that, do you think you'll gain supporters, or will people be upset with you?
Well, there are some people who just are so tuned in to what it is that they've got going on. It's as though they're, you know, they've got blinders on, and they want to be not, they do not want to be affected whatsoever in their personal life. But eventually, one way or another, what's happening is going to reach in and affect you. You know, I mean, this, like I say, first and foremost, we're Americans. As our liberties continue to be taken from us, that filters down into every process and every person within this country. No matter how long you wait, it's coming. And it's a matter of how far down the line is it for you.
It's being reported, JB. We're speaking once again with Michael J.B. Schaffner. He's creator of the American Driver website and co-organizer of Truckers Ride for the Constitution. And I'm glad he clarified, because in the Washington Times, it was suggesting it was starting today, but actually tomorrow, the 11th, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th at the Ride for the Constitution, truckers will be in Washington. I want to ask you a final question, and that is, there have been reports that one of the objectives also for your group is to do citizens' arrests of members of Congress. Is that true?
No, sir. That was a public public statement made by somebody's from their personal opinion that actually stepped outside the group to take advantage of the media platform that he had at his availability. As we speak, there are current statements for retraction of this group being separated from this man's personal opinion, which I don't want to take away from how he feels personally, because absolutely he's entitled to feel the way he is. But as a group, you know, as a group in a whole representing the voice of many, we have to seriously consider and remember this and stay on focus and on point. So we have to make sure that we distance ourselves from those types of statements.
JB, I thank you so much for your time. Michael J.B. Schaffner, good luck tomorrow. Good luck tomorrow.